I think we're going to take a moment right now, and Pastor Richard is going to pray for those people who are going to the hurricane relief trip to New York and New Jersey. So if you're going to be going on that trip, you know who you are, you've signed up. We're just going to ask that you stand right now, and we're going to get a chance just to pray for everybody that's going to be going on that trip together. So if you're going to New Jersey in just a couple weeks with Metro, go ahead and stand up, and we're going to have the opportunity to pray for you as you get ready to go on that trip.
If everybody could just make sure they're looking around the room to see these faces, we want to know who we're sending and to be praying for them. And so when you see their faces in the next couple of weeks, you just remember to be praying for them. Father, we're so glad that you have sent us on mission. And we know what that looks like because you sent your son on mission. And as he was here on this earth, Lord, there was so much compassion. He healed so many broken lives. And he proclaimed the gospel, the message of the kingdom. And then he said, as the Father sent him, he is sending us. So we pray that you would send them even as you sent Jesus. And that they would go in the power of the Holy Spirit, even as Jesus commissioned us to go as his witnesses. And Lord, you know every name. You know everything that's just running around in their heads and their hearts about this trip. We pray for traveling mercies for each and every one of them. We pray, Lord, that there would just be the empowering and the directing and the leading of the Holy Spirit, that it would look like the book of Acts as they go out from us. And Lord, we pray that they would be your hands and your feet, that you would build gospel bridges for people to connect as they're just serving them and extending the love of God to their broken world. And we pray you'd bring them back to us safely and with their hearts overflowing with reports of all the good things that God has done. And we ask this of you for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're really privileged this year in 2012 to have had for the first time a leadership training class. And we believe the Lord led us to bring Pastor Chris on staff to lead that ministry and to pour into the lives of men who are already serving here. And we believe that there's going to be a continuation of that, and it's growing and it's becoming something that we believe God wants it to become. But this morning, I'm really glad. I want to just introduce Pastor Chris, and he's going to introduce the men who went through that class, and then we're just going to pray for them before we move on to our baby dedication. So, Pastor Chris.
Well, good morning. I've had the blessed opportunity over the last 12 months to meet with 23 men as we sought the scriptures, as we sought to seek the Lord's heart and be trained up for the work of the ministry. And it has been my pleasure to stand with these men, to wrestle with them through the scriptures, to walk with them through issues that they're facing in ministry, etc. And we have an opportunity now to bring these men forward. We started with 27 guys. We ended with 23. And we pressed them, we pushed them, we leaned on them, and they made it through 12 grueling months. And their families, by God's grace, made it through 12 grueling months. And so we want to thank the families as well. But as Richard's up here with us, we're going to bring the guys forward, give them their diplomas. Also, we have for them, one of the things that we did throughout the year is we collected quotes from great men and women in the Christian faith. And we put them together in a booklet. And so they're going to get this booklet as well as kind of a testimony of what God has done in their lives, what God has been speaking to them, and a collection of those things that they can continue to look back on and be encouraged by as they further follow God's hand in leading in the ministry. So, Pastor Richard, come on up, and guys, come on forward. First off, we have Craig Aiken. Next, Lant Barney. Barry Brenneman, Josh Brown, Dennis Chavez, Johnny Fisher, Paul Four, Dave Glendy, Brian Helvick, Mark Jones, Bill Lowry, Robert Martinez, Clinton McGee, Ty Medina, Brian Miller, Steve Nair, Luke Noland, Andrew Bob Piercy, Ron Sittman, Justin Swanson, Dan Walbert, and Eric Werner. We had one more, Joel Williams. He's unable to be with us. He's up in Oregon celebrating some time with his family, but he also finished the race and finished it well. And so, guys, would you come back up here, and we'll just pray for you real quick.
We're blessed to have men like this in our church. You just need to know we're blessed to have them. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the dedication of these men to spend a lot of hours in the Word, a lot of hours spent with one another in Theophilus groups where their love of God was expressed as they talked through these truths and iron was sharpening iron. And Lord, for the times that so many times they felt like it's just more than they can fit into their brain, it's more than their body could handle, Lord, they met you and you strengthened them. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that now as they have spent a year being equipped to serve you, that, Lord, the overflow of it would be the name of Jesus so glorified in the way they serve your people and love your people. And Lord, we trust them, Lord, we commission them in what you've called them to be and do, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we're going to now, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 children to dedicate to the Lord. And we have been fairly prolific in childbirth. And there was a season where there were just so many moms walking around, moms to be. It was really pretty amazing to behold. Before we dedicate Rob and Kimberly's daughter Destiny to the Lord, I just want us to get a sense of how big a deal this is. It is such a big thing for them, and really for the first time ever last night, and you might think, wow, you're a slow learner, it dawned on me what a big thing it is for a church to dedicate a child to the Lord. It's big stuff for the parents because really what Rob and Kimberly are going to do in dedicating Destiny to the Lord is they're acknowledging that parenting is essentially stewardship. That God has entrusted them this life. It's this life belongs to the Lord. And they're saying, Lord, we're giving this child to you. Just like Samuel's mother did in the Old Testament. She said, Lord, I'll give him to you all the days of his life. And that's what they're doing. And what they're doing by dedicating destiny to the Lord and all these families and dedicating their children is they're vowing, they're promising to raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, that seems to have been the obvious to me every time we've dedicated a child. But guys, here's the big stuff for us as a church. It's really big for Metro because Metro is a community of men and women living out their life in Jesus together. And by the way, here's the parenthetical plug for Paul Tripp. The force of that weekend together is we're going to find out what life in Jesus ought to be looking like, living in community with one another, and how the body of Christ is to be building one another up, and how each of us are called to that work. Each of us. And as a community of men and women living out their life together in Jesus, that means we're committed to live with them. We're going to live out our Christian lives as you're living out your Christian life, and especially in raising little destiny in the Lord. We're going to come alongside of them to build them up, to encourage them, at times to challenge them, and as a church to equip them as parents. And guys, we're going to play a big part in helping them raise this child as they're vowing to the Lord they're going to do, literally from nursery through high school. I mean, there's a line of kids here, right? So we've been helping you weekly in this process. And look at, they're doing all right. What do you think? You know? So with that in mind, we're going to begin to dedicate these children to the Lord. So Rob and Kimberly, you guys want to come up here? Can I see you? Hi, Peanut. Hello. Father, we come to you this morning in the wonderful name of Jesus to present to you destiny. And Father, we thank you that you have trusted this life to this couple and this family. And now, Lord, they're vowing that by your grace and by the power of the Holy Spirit, they're going to raise destiny in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And we collectively, as a community of believers, we are promising them that we're going to be around them in that process, to be at their side as you would call us to serve them in it. And so, Father, now we bring this child to you. And, Lord, we pray for destiny. That, Lord, from as young as possible, she could know the love of God. That, Lord, you would cause her to grow in stature, physically, emotionally, and above all, spiritually. And, Lord, we do pray for mom and dad that you'd give them everything they need. We pray, Lord, for her siblings, Lord, that you'd give them all that they need to be a part of this little life. And, Lord, we would ask, Lord, that you would guard her heart from every influence in this world that would seek to draw her heart away from your heart. And so, Lord, we pray that, Lord, as you're so gracious, Lord, that as she grows up, she could truly look back and say, I can't remember a day when I didn't love Jesus. And we ask this of you for her. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Thanks so much. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Pam and Steve Nehrer are going to dedicate their little boy Joshua to the Lord. Is Joshua. Father, we bring Joshua to you. And Lord, as we present Joshua to you, Lord, we bring mom and dad to you as they vow to raise this little lamb in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And Father, they are thankful that you've given to them the stewardship of this life. And now, Lord, they're looking to you to give them everything they need in it. And Lord, we would ask, Lord, that you would give them the grace and the wisdom and the love that, Lord, is derived from you. And Lord, for this little guy, we pray your hand on his life. We pray for his physical and his emotional well-being. We pray for his spiritual development. And Lord, you have uniquely, you have fearfully and wonderfully made this little guy to know you and to live for your glory. And so, Lord, would you have your hand upon his life? Lord, would you just guard his heart and grow him in knowing you. And again, Lord, as we pray for destiny, we pray for Joshua, that, Lord, he would truly, as young as possible, know you and know your love. Lord, as he's just looking at me right now, Lord, I pray that he would be looking to you like that his whole life, God. And we trust him into your care and keeping in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Darty and Sarah are going to dedicate Harper Row to the Lord. Wow. Hello. Hello. How pretty is this? Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Darty and Sarah. We thank you, Lord, for the day they met you. We thank you, Lord, for the goodness that they've experienced in their life as you brought them together as husband and wife, and now you've blessed them with this life, this trust that you've given to them in Little Harper Row. And Lord, we want to pray for Mom and Dad as everything is new in front of them now, new in marriage, new as parents. And Lord, all the grace that they're going to need, would you please pour out upon their lives day in and day out. And now, Lord, especially as they're vowing, Lord, to take on the responsibility of raising this little life in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, we pray for them. And Lord, we pray for Little Harper Row. We dedicate her to you. We pray your hand upon her life every step of the way. We pray, Lord, that she would come to know you and to love you and to walk with you. Lord, would you have your hand upon her development on every level, that everything you've woven into the fabric of her being would mature and develop for your use and your glory, and that she would have great joy in all of it. And so we trust her, Lord, into your care and into your keeping. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Mike and Stephanie Kimball would like to dedicate their daughter Olivia to the Lord this morning. Hi. Hi. Can I hold you? No? No. Well, a couple of yeses and a no, I'll be all right. Can I pray for you? I'm going to pray for you. Father, we come to you for little Olivia. And Lord, we've had the privilege of praying for Olivia before, and we're so glad to pray for her now. Lord, we've prayed for this family before, and we're so glad to pray for them again. And Lord, we pray for Mike, Lord. We pray for Stephanie, that you would really have your hand upon them. Lord, as you have blessed them with two young lives to steward and to raise, Lord, may they know your grace, carrying them along day by day by day. For the wisdom they need, for the strength that they need, Lord, we're looking to you to work in their hearts so that they would be found looking to you. And Lord, for this precious little lamb, we dedicate her to you. And Lord, as a church of believers, Lord, we dedicate our lives to being around them as they raise this child and point her heart towards Jesus. And Lord, we pray that Olivia would come to know you at such a young age. And we pray, Lord, that all of the talent that you've woven into her would blossom and mature so wonderfully, and that she would find great joy in using all of those things for your glory. Lord, may she come to know the love of Jesus. May she come to trust in the love of Jesus every day of her life. And we ask these things of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's so good. I'll take that. Andrew and Tabitha are going to dedicate little Casey to the Lord. Hi. Look at how pretty. Thank you. Oh, yes. You're so gorgeous. Look at you. Father, thank you, Lord, for Andrew and Tabitha. Thank you for the day that you stepped into their lives, that you just came crashing in with your steadfast love and you won their hearts. And Lord, then you brought them together as one in Jesus, and then you blessed them with children. And Lord, as they want to bring little Casey before you this morning, we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus for her. Lord, that you would just cause her to know you and love you. And Lord, as I can see a face and hear little hiccups, Lord, you know what's going on in her heart and mind. And Lord, you know the end from the beginning with this little life. And that's why we're so glad to trust her to your care. So Lord, would you just have your hand upon her? Would you guard her heart from everything in this world that would just vie for the love that belongs to you? And Lord, would you just make her such a blessing to her family? And we pray for Mommy and Daddy that they would be such a blessing to her as we trust her into your care and keeping. In Jesus' name, amen. Bill and Jana want to dedicate little Luca to the Lord. This is Luca. And Father, we thank you for our brother and sister, Lord, for the blessing they are to our fellowship. And Lord, we want to come around them now as they're making a vow to you. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would give them what they need to raise this little life in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And Father, we're trusting that in everything they need, that they would find your supply. Lord, we pray that you would watch out for this household in every way. And Lord, for this little guy, especially as we're bringing him to you, they're admitting that this little life does not belong to them, but they're being stewards of it. And Lord, this little life is so dear to you that you sent Jesus to lay down his life that this little guy could come to know you. And that's our biggest prayer for him, that Lord, he would grow up and come to know Jesus. And so, Lord, everything that you need to be doing in and around him and, Lord, in him to bring him to know you, we just ask that you would. And that in every way, Lord, you would have your hand on this life. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Maya and Beto want to dedicate Caleb Kalani to the Lord. He's a big guy. I love the hair. You have awesome hair. Father, we want to bring Maya and Beto before you as they are standing before your people making a vow to you. And Lord, we pray your great grace, your wisdom, your kindness, your mercy. Lord, as they walk through life taking care of this life that you've given into their trust. And Lord, we want to pray for this little guy, Lord, that you would have your hand upon him. And Lord, that little Caleb would just be an amazing, amazing thing to see for everybody around him as he grows up as a boy, as he gets to know you. Lord, as he sits in the nursery, as he gets to hear stories about Jesus and hear the Bible taught to him, as he's just in loving arms as a child, as a toddler, and as he works his way up through pre-K, Lord, just have your hand on him, Lord, to grow them up in the love of the Lord. And so, Lord, now we as a church family, Lord, we promise, Lord, that by your grace, we're going to be alongside of them to help and to be a part of their life in all of this, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. well. Pastor Travis and Megan, Big Brother Titus, this is Jedediah. Come here, big guy.
Yeah.
We know you, huh? Father, we come to you for Jedediah. And Lord, we do as a church family want to say thank you for this family. Lord, as Travis and Megan have been laboring, Lord, to help moms and dads raise their teenagers, Lord, we're so glad that you brought them to us as a couple. And then, Lord, you blessed them with Titus and now with Jedediah. And now, Lord, we want to ask that you'd help us to come alongside them in every way to serve them and to be a part of the work that you've called them to in loving and raising Jedediah. Father, we pray for Jedediah. Lord, that he would just amaze us all with how young he is to get to know who you are. We pray, Lord, that he would be so sensitive to the input, the instruction, the love, and the correction of mom and dad. And above all, that he would come to be so sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit in his life. And Lord, we're so glad that we have a Savior who cares. Lord, would you watch out for him physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Guard his heart. And everything that you've woven into the fabric of his being, we pray that it would develop so fully and so wonderfully that, Lord, it would be his great joy to live for your glory. And we ask these things of you in Jesus' name. Prestimonico, nice Irish name. Hello, Zane. This is baby Zane, and we have prayed for Zane, and we are so blessed to be a part of his life at such a young age. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus for Lisa. And Lord, we thank you for the day that your love came crashing in on her life. And Lord, your ways are so amazing. They're so far beyond us. And yet, Lord, you built a gospel bridge into her life. And Lord, we want to pray for her as a mom, that as she is making this vow to you, that you'd give her everything she needs. And Lord, you know every special need of little Zane. And Lord, we're asking that you would just give Lisa the special grace that she needs each step of the way, the special provision that she'll need each step of the way. And Lord, for Zane, we pray your hand upon his life. Lord, that he would just be a living, breathing, walking, talking miracle. A testimony to the grace of God. That your hand upon his life would be so wonderful that others would want to know the Jesus that's taking care of Zane. And Lord, we pray for him, Lord, that you would just give him such a heart for you. Lord, we know that you're the God of comfort, and Lord, that you're the good shepherd, and you know just the healing balm that needs to be on each of our lives. And we ask that you just apply all that Zane needs in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. You are awesome. Oh. Marissa is going to dedicate Christian to the Lord. Come on up, guys. Come here, Christian.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so sorry to disturb that.
Father, we bring Marissa before you, and as she wants to dedicate this little life to you, she's acknowledging huge things. She's saying that this little life really belongs to you, and that you've given her the responsibility and the privilege to be a steward of his life, to help raise him, to love him with the love of Jesus, and to teach him with the Word of God. And Father, everything, Lord, that Marissa needs to do that, we pray for her. And Lord, as a church, we pray you'd give us what we need, the wisdom, the grace, the love, the kindness, to be a part of that process. And Father, for this little guy, Lord, resting in my arms, I pray, Lord, that he would always be found resting in yours. And Lord, that you would give him, Lord, all the grace that he's going to need growing up. And Lord, only you could make something so amazing as this. And Lord, we pray for him, Lord, that he would get to know you. Lord, as his little hands are folded and on his tummy, Lord, I pray that he'd be a man of prayer. Lord, I pray that he'd be a man of faith. I pray, Lord, that he would just know you and love you at such a young age. There'd be something so unique, so beautiful about his relationship with you. And then as you grow him up, and as he's growing up, Lord, keep him from these things in the world that are going to want to rip his heart away from yours. And we trust him into your care and keeping. In Jesus' name, amen. Sorry, guys. Misty is going to dedicate little Mariah and Jade to the Lord. So, come here. Oh, you are such a big girl. Father, we bring both Mariah and Jade to you. And Lord, as we're bringing them to you, Lord, we're bringing them to you because Misty wants to bring them to you. And that means that Misty understands this is big stuff. And Lord, I pray that as a church, we would understand how big it is on our side as well. So for these two little lambs, we're asking what only you could do, your care for each of them in a world that wants to just draw them away from you. We pray that your grace would always, always win the day. We pray, Lord, that for Misty, everything that she needs to be the mom that these lives could look up to and say, where mommy is walking with Jesus, I want to walk. The Jesus that mommy knows, we want to know. Would you do that, Lord? And Lord, as you've so fearfully and wonderfully made them, we pray that they would become the little girls, the young women, and the ladies in Jesus that you want them to be. And Lord, you alone know everything that you've woven into each of these lives. And so would you, Lord, be so gracious to work all of them out for your glory? Trust this little family into your care and into your keeping, God. And again, we pray that you would show us as a church family what that means to us as well. And we ask this of you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Well, we're moving from baby dedications to water baptism. And it's really important that as we're getting ready to baptize people, that everybody that's going to be baptized knows exactly what it is that we're doing. From the very beginning of the church, when the church was birthed in Jerusalem in the first century, and all the way up to today, in every culture around the world, Christians have observed two things. Two ceremonies, communion and baptism. When we're done with these water baptisms, we're going to have communion together. Both communion and baptism, they are visible presentations of the gospel. At times, the church has referred to these things as sacraments. Whether you think of them in those terms or not, here's the point. The bread and the cup of communion and the water of baptism, they signify and they celebrate the transforming reality of the gospel of Jesus Christ. By observing communion and baptism, we show our faith in the gospel of Jesus. So that's what's going to be happening here in a few minutes. In communion, the bread and the cup, they're an outward sign of the inward reality of what God did for us and what he has done in us by way of the body of Jesus broken and the blood of Jesus shed. Baptism is an outward sign that speaks of the inward reality of how we, by faith, are united with Jesus in His death and in His resurrection. In the book of Romans, chapter 6, beginning in verse 3, Paul said, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. We know that our old self was crucified with Him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin." So, as both communion and baptism, they're all about Jesus. They're all about His death. They're all about His burial. They're all about His resurrection. Baptism, what's going to happen in a few minutes, has zero meaning apart from Jesus. If it isn't all about Jesus, His death, His burial, and His resurrection, then you're just getting wet when you get baptized. And that's the last thing we want to have happen. So if you were planning on being baptized and this isn't what baptism means to you, that isn't all about Jesus, we just tell you, put it on pause until you come to the day in your life when it is. But don't miss this, guys. This is a very awesome moment for us as a church. Even as the gospel is proclaimed through preaching, it's shown and symbolized through communion and baptism. Because baptism shows that we're connected to Jesus. And by way of that connection to Jesus, people are connected to the church. They're connected to God's people. So we're going to do this baptism this morning in the context of a worship service. Because worship is glorifying God. And we believe with all of our hearts that baptism glorifies God. As people are being baptized in a few minutes, Jesus, our Redeemer, is exalted. He's lifted up in the hearts of the redeemed, those being baptized and those who are watching. The last time we did this, it was so amazing. As I would be putting people underwater and bringing them up, I'd be looking at faces and there would be men and women beaming from ear to ear, some tears just pouring down their face with such joy as the redeemed celebrating another person being redeemed. For those who are being baptized, it's a blessing. We believe it's a blessing to the people being baptized because they're surrounded by and cheered on by Christians who understand the life in Jesus that's before those who are being baptized. To this day, Valerie and I remember the day we were baptized down in Corona del Mar in Pirates Cove. The guy, Pastor John Hilton, baptized us on that day. We're literally, thousands were there watching people getting baptized. And there were our dearest friends and families right there standing in the water watching us, cheering for us, celebrating with us. And it's also an encouragement to those who are witnesses to these baptisms. They're encouraged to see that men and women have come to know Jesus. I pray your hearts will be overflowing with joy seeing that men and women have come to know Jesus. And they desire to publicly profess their faith in Jesus. You're encouraged and reminded how Jesus loves you and how Jesus died for you. So we're doing this thing in a public way. We want the church to be able to celebrate what God has done and to worship God for what He has done. And we want other people to see the work of Jesus in your life. And in seeing it, the gospel's being preached. People see the love of Jesus for you. And they see your love for Jesus. In Romans 6:3 says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death?" It's so important, guys. Jesus is God, the Creator of all things. And He came down from heaven. He took upon Himself our humanity. That's what the incarnation is. He came into human flesh. And as a man, He openly and repeatedly claimed to be the one true and living God. And as a man, He lived a sinless life. He lived the life that we should live, but have failed to live. And then He went to the cross, where He died in our place for our sins. God came in human flesh so that He might become our substitute. Jesus endured the death we deserve. The gospel tells us that we are more sinful and broken than we ever dared to believe. And at the same time, it tells us that we're more loved and accepted in Jesus than we could have ever dared to hope. All of that is symbolized as men and women step into this water and are baptized. Baptism shows that Jesus died and that he was buried. And in verse 4 of Romans 6, it says, "We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." When we're baptizing somebody, we're saying that Jesus died for them, that Jesus was buried for them, that Jesus rose for them. We're saying that the one baptized loves Jesus and that Jesus loves them. The person getting baptized is saying to all of you, Jesus is my God who loved me and died on the cross for me. Jesus is my God who died for me and was buried and rose from the grave and conquered death. My faith is in him and my salvation is from him. And that's why we're so excited this morning. In verse 5 of that same chapter, "For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Baptism not only says that we are by faith in Jesus forgiven of our sins, it tells us that by faith in Jesus, there's a resurrection awaiting us. Baptism tells us the truth of the gospel, that each and every believer has a living hope beyond the grave. I pray that every man and woman would leave here this morning knowing that there's something worse than dying. That's dying without Jesus. Believing with your heart on the Lord Jesus doesn't mean that you're freed from suffering and death in this life. It doesn't mean that you won't grieve for those who suffer and die. But the gospel of Jesus gives us a hope beyond the grave because Jesus conquered death. John 14, verse 19, "Because I live, you also will live." In Revelation 1:17, "Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades." In 1 Peter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. According to his great mercy, he caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance that's imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." And then lastly, in verse 6, it says, "We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin." Guys, sin is not just failures, faults, flaws. Sin is disobedience and rebellion. It's the choice to set up our kingdoms of one over and against the kingdom of God. It's choosing our will above his will. Sin is tolerating, condoning, and accommodating our kingdoms of one. And baptism tells us that Jesus came to dethrone us and enthrone God as king once again in our hearts. Baptism tells us that because Jesus died for our sin, we can put our sin to death. The gospel tells us that because of the death of Jesus, we can put to death the sin in our heart. That if we're united with the resurrection life of Jesus, we can be set free from the sin that ensnared us and enslaved us, just like Jesus walked away from the grave. Baptism tells us that in Jesus, we get a whole new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is passed away. Behold, the new has come." Guys, please know this. A Christian is not a perfect person, but they are a new person. Their old life is buried with Jesus. Their new life is risen with Jesus. And they're on their way to perfection in the presence of Christ. So this morning, there's going to be men and women, young and old, who are going to go public about their relationship with Jesus. Jesus said we're to be his witnesses in Acts 1:8. And that's what baptism is. It's being a witness of his sacrificial love and his victory over sin and death. It's hard to imagine people not going public about their marriage, not wearing a wedding ring, not showing pictures of your wife, never introducing her as the one that you love. Guys, if you're a Christian this morning and you've never been baptized, today's the day to do it. Like I said, there'll be clothes waiting for you. We'll have a towel to give you afterwards. If you're a Christian and you've never gone public, you've never stood before men and women and said, "I am a Christian," today's the day for you to do it. And for some this morning, you've come as friends and family of those who are going to be baptized, or maybe friends and family of those whose kids were being dedicated. This morning you've heard the gospel, and if you believe with your heart on the Lord Jesus, you too shall be saved. New life will be given to you. And this morning you may be thought, oh, I'm coming to see a baby dedication, or I'm coming to see a friend get baptized, and you had no idea that this was going to be the day you were going to meet Jesus. I would encourage you, if you believe with your heart on the Lord Jesus and the hearing of the gospel, you go get a change of clothes and get baptized as well. And let me know when you get in the water. And by the way, it is cold. Just giving you a heads up. So, cold water should never deter us, guys. You know, one time, you know, there was such a revival in America, especially in the Northeast, that in the middle of winter, Baptists were cutting holes in the ice and baptizing people. That is amazing. So it's not ice. Just saying, get ready. So what's going to happen now is the worship team is going to start to lead us in worship. Those of you who are going to be baptized, if you could go change your clothes as quickly as possible, make your way up on this side. While you're changing your clothes, I'm going to go behind the stage and change mine. And Pastor Travis and I are going to get in the water. There are going to be people here to help you up and in and then back out of the baptismal as well. So let's just begin to worship the Lord. Christians, cheer these guys on. Pray for them as you see them going into the water. This is a time to celebrate how awesome our God is. So let's worship the Lord.
You are my joy. You are my peace. You're the wisdom that I long for in my time of need. Oh, my Savior, the one I hoped for all along. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, be my song. Oh, be my song. You are my joy. You are my peace. You're the wisdom that I long for in my time of need. Oh, my Savior, the one I hoped for all along. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus.
Thank you.
how you died for me. There are no words to say, so I will lift up my life, my praise, and sing, great are you, still. Great are you, still. Great are you, Jesus. Great.
Clay, set my feet upon a rock to stay. Hallelujah.
If I want love, I'll come to the cross. If I want life, I'll count this life lost. Anchor of my soul, don't let me drift away. And if I want peace, I'll come to the King. If I want release, then you'll have to be. Anchor of my soul, don't let me drift away. Lord Jesus, I will stay.
Jesus,
Amen. Nothing compares. Why don't you be seated just for a few more moments, guys. We're going to close our time together with having communion distributed, so you don't have to get out of your seats to get it. And when we're finished receiving the bread and the cup, we're going to worship the Lord with our giving, and then we'll dismiss. And we need to reset the room so that people can sit and eat. So those of you who always, week after week, you help move the chairs and bring in the tables, that'd be great. And they're going to be pretty ready for you. They were supposed to be ready at 12:15 to start serving. If the barn doors leading into the cafe aren't open yet, don't worry. They will get open really quickly, but they should be ready to start serving you food. But it takes about 10-15 minutes for a team of guys to roll the tables out and get the chairs set up, and you'll be able to come back in. You can use any space inside, any space outside to share your meal together. But let's worship the Lord as we take the bread and the cup. Father, as we take the bread, thank you for the body of Jesus broken. Lord, we just are so blessed with so many who were baptized this morning, young and old. Lord, families rejoicing over their children, kids rejoicing over parents, couples rejoicing over spouses. Lord, your church just more than glad to know that you're alive and saving souls, and we're just so blessed to have been a part of it, Lord. So, Lord, as we take the bread and take the cup, may our hearts be so directed to you, we pray in Jesus' name. The ushers will distribute the bread. Hold on, and we'll partake of it together.
To be my blessed Savior.
Yes, Lord, we just give our lives to you this morning. And Lord, what can we not give in light of what you gave for us? Let's partake. And again, as the ushers distribute the cup, guys, hold on and we'll partake together.
To Jesus I surrender, Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power, let thy blessing fall on me.
Us and washed us from our sin with your blood. When we were absolutely clueless that you would have loved us that much and did that for us, Lord, you still pursued us until you revealed to us that love. And for that day, the day that you shine into our hearts the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Let's partake. And Father, we thank you for this big day that we've had. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your provision for this work that's resulted in men and women wanting to dedicate their children to you, and people wanting to stand before hundreds and hundreds of people to say that they love you and they found life in you. And we look for more in this new year. And Lord, we would ask now that as we worship you with our giving, that Lord, you would astound us. Lord, that our hearts would be more knit to your generous heart than ever before, and that your work would expand before our very eyes as you would provide for it. So would you bless every gift, every tithe, every offering, and use it so that the name of Jesus would be made known, and the name of Jesus would be made great in the saving of souls and the making of disciples, and Lord, by your grace, the planting of churches. All to the glory of his name. Ushers, let's worship.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, worship your holy name. Worship your holy name.
And now, Lord, as we're ready to have a meal together, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the hands that have lovingly prepared it. Thank you for your provision for it. Nourish our bodies with this food that we might live for you. Lord, bless every moment of fellowship, Lord, together. Thank you for this family moment where we as a church, we have this moment in the time, the life of this church to be able to do something like this. You've been so good. So faithful from the first Monday night in our living room until this very morning. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Look forward to seeing you guys at lunch, and then tomorrow night, the book of Proverbs. If you can help with the tables and chairs, food is ready. You don't have to wait. Go grab it. Make sure you get a picture for the Jesus portrait. Do not miss getting your picture. Bless you guys. Mm-hmm.